And welcome, Hoosier fans, to this Tuesday edition of Banner Morning, your weekday rundown of IU basketball news and notes. I'm Michael Dugan, filling in for Jared Morris, and we are just 2 days away from IU, Illinois. In team news, Archie Miller had his weekly radio show on Monday night and made another comment about his team's disposition, something he's now noted for over the past couple of weeks. He said, quote, "Every team is playing hard and with a purpose, and our guys haven't really blinked. The last 2.5 weeks, we've had a really good disposition about us." He also said that his comments after the Minnesota game resonated throughout the team, and he thinks it's played a role in the team playing more like its early season self rather than its mid-season self. Now, before I get to some quotes from one Hoosier that had his best outing in a very long time, Archie had some high praise for another Hoosier who had his best outing in a very long time, Devontae Green. Archie said he really dug in defensively, had 3 really important deflections in the Michigan State game, and maybe, quote, had his best game in a long, long time. On the show's player guest this week, Justin Smith, Archie said that his energy level is up, his concentration level is back, and that he's got a great attitude right now. Justin echoed Archie's comments and added a similar note on the team's perspective and attitude. He said, after the Minnesota game, we took kind of a step back to figure out what we could control and not focus on what we couldn't control. All in all, it seemed as though Justin and Archie were on the same page on where the team was attitude-wise, something Indiana fans have noticed and enjoyed seeing in the past couple of weeks. In recruiting news, the Keon Brooks Jr. watch officially has an end date, Friday, March 15th at 8 p.m., according to his Twitter page. No one really knows for sure what he's thinking, but Indiana fans remain hopeful, even after his recent visit to Lexington, one that included watching the Wildcats throttle Tennessee. A potential commitment from Keon would really help Indiana's incoming class, as the team is graduating 4 seniors, more than likely losing Romeo to the NBA, and only has 2 freshmen in its incoming class. Keon has become close with one of those incoming freshmen, Trace Jackson Davis, and has said in the past that his commitment to IU does have an impact on his decision. Keon has also said that Bloomington is, quote, a great place to be and a great college town. So for those of you wanting to be optimistic, I present to you that. Wherever he decides to go, I know we all wish him the best of luck to a long and successful career, both as a basketball player and as a young man. For all the links mentioned in this edition of Banner Morning, visit assemblycall.com. That is assemblycall.com. And remember, use the URL iutickets.shop to visit SeatGeek for the best prices on IU basketball tickets. That's iutickets.shop, promo code ASSEMBLY, assembly, for $10 off your first purchase. We'll be back tomorrow with a new edition of Banner Morning. Until then, keep your elbows in and your eyes on the rim, and go Hoosiers.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.